EnglishPod.com.
Joanne, let's not make this divorce any more acrimonious than it already is, okay? Let's just get down to business and start dividing this stuff up fairly so we can go our separate ways, all right?
Fine with me. I just want to get this over with. It's important we make a clean break. I should have signed a prenup.
What was that?
Nothing. Anyway, you're right. There's no reason this has to be nasty. My lawyer tells me that you've accepted our alimony proposal and the division of property, as well as the custody agreement. I keep the cat and you get the dog. So that's done. Finally.
Well, let's not go there, Joanne. Okay, so let's start with the record collection. I'll take the albums I contributed, and you can have your cheesy disco albums back.
Fine, but I'm keeping the antique gramophone as my grandfather gave it to me.
I believe that was a wedding present to both of us, Joanne, and you hardly ever use it.
He's my grandfather, and he never really liked you anyway.
Whatever! All right, I'll concede the silly gramophone if you'll agree that I get the silver tea set.
How typical. When are you ever going to use a silver tea set? Fine, I don't want to drag this out any more than necessary. What's next? What about these old photographs?
Which ones? Let me have a look. Oh, wow, look at that. That brings back memories. Remember that?
Our trip to Italy. I remember that day. We were going to visit the Trevi Fountain, and we got caught in the rain.
And you looked so adorable with your hair all wet. I did take a picture of you standing there in that little alley, smiling and laughing in the rain.
Oh, we really did have fun back then, didn't we?
Oh, Joanne, are we making a big mistake? I know our relationship has been on the rocks for some time, but are you sure we can't reconcile and try again? I still love you.
Oh, Jeff, I love you too! I'm so glad we didn't have to decide who keeps the motorcycle.
The motorcycle? But that's mine!